Welcome to Episode 8, Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit.
I'm Dr. Bionicle.
And I'm Gift199.
Going on to Dr. Bionicle with the BZ Power Report.
Okay, so as you've probably seen, we have Toy Fair pictures now, and Blacksmith has recently posted a review and giving us some updated info. And this shows the Toa Nika, the Titans, and the playsets. Umbra isn't in the pictures, and, well, he's our next article of news. Umbra's picture has been released some time ago. The picture we've seen has a great Ruru, which is the mask Toa Winua wears, a light-up weapon, and this is the strobe light set that we've been wondering about for a long time. He has a set of wheels for feet, like roller skates, and he is supposedly the guardian of the Mask of Light for Mount Volmai. And probably the biggest article of news we have here is that Mat Nui Online Game is supposedly coming back. Now, for those of you who don't know, this is the game that follows the adventures of Dekua the Chronicler. Around the time of the Toa's landing on the shore of Mat Nui, you get to run errands and play minigames and all this interesting stuff. This game has been demanded by fans for quite some time, ever since 2004. So now we're finally getting it back, and that would be the news.
Coincidentally, our first topic is about Mat Nui Online Game 1 returning. What are your thoughts on that? Excited or happy?
I'm happy about it, because I started back in 2002, I think, and then I ended the very day that they took away the game. I finished the game, and there's the fireworks, and then there's a little thing with the sneak preview of the Borok. So I say, that was cool, I want to do it again. So then I go back to the games page, and it's not there. And I'm just thinking, what? What happened? So it'll be pretty fun playing it again.
Well, for me, by the time they took it down, I was pretty much taking it for granted. I'd beaten it like 50 times. It was getting old. Now that it's gone, I kind of appreciate it a bit more, so it'll be nice to have it back.
Yeah. So did you prefer the first-person view or the third-person view?
Between Mat Nui Online Game 1 and Mat Nui Online Game 2?
Yeah.
Well, the third-person, that's with Ali, right?
Yeah.
Alright. That one, it made it a bit more challenging, more involved, other than just walking from screen to screen. You have to go around, but it's especially useful in playing Coley.
Yeah, I kind of like the first person better, just because, you know, you felt like you were actually a character, and you weren't just something controlling.
I don't really have a preference for first person to third person, but I think both have their benefits. You know, first person, like Dr. Bionicle was saying, you feel like you're the character, and sometimes that can be fun. But also, when you're in third person, sometimes it's also fun to see the character you're playing with.
Yeah, because in the first Mat Nui Online game, you don't see Dekua until the very end. It actually took me quite a while to figure out who I was.
Yeah. It was fun discovering who our character was, though. Mm-hmm. That was a fun thing.
Topic 2, Umbra.
It's definitely more technic-y than we've seen anything else this year.
Yeah.
Which is kind of something we've been complaining about.
Hopefully it's a prototype.
I don't really care that much. I'm kind of betting it's a prototype.
I'm hoping that there are, like, more original pieces, more original design.
And a better color scheme.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But Greg has said that there are going to be wheels, no matter what.
That's all right. You know, if they're just like roller skates, then I'm not going to care too much for them.
But
if they're
kind of like roller blades.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But if they're kind of like the Tarakaba set, where you had like some design into them, like you actually had a brake, and it was actually pretty sturdy, then I might actually like it.
Well,
I'm hoping that we're going to have a new mask, because I don't care to see the Gray Ruru 3 times in a row.
Lots of people have been debating this, but why do you think that Umbra has a Rotuka spinner?
For one thing, the Zamor aren't typical weapons. As you can read in Bionicle Legends 1, they're actually customly made by the Paraka. So they're not weapons that have been used for a while. The Rotuka, however, has been used for a long time, it appears, by the Haga and possibly Lee Khan, his team.
The fact that the Zamor Sphere launchers are custom-made by the Paraka raises the question, how do the Toa Inika get them?
This is a spoiler, so you might want to turn down the volume for a little bit, but the Dumatorin, they steal one of the launchers and the sphere, and I don't remember if they steal a sphere or not, but they steal a launcher at least, and I'm thinking that possibly they designed some for the Toa Inika.
Yeah, because two out of six of them are, like, inventors and builders.
Yeah.
Small
That's
question.
That's probably where they got the loader part at the top of the launchers.
Yeah, but yeah. I'd like to say something about what Dr. Bionicle said before. The Zamor launchers, the prototype design was stolen by Nadiki and Kreka, like, right after the Toa Dark Hunter War, when Nadiki became a Dark Hunter at first. So they're pretty old.
Oh, it's the Zamor?
Yes.
Oh, I thought that it was, like, the Kanoka. I don't know why I thought that.
No, they stole the prototypes, and I guess they improved it over, like, what is it, 4,000 years? I don't know.
It is a separate island. It's possible that they don't have a lot of connection to that, since they obviously don't have Kanoka or anything, but Rotuka seem to be age-old generic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I kind of like the little feature that keeps the Rotuka in place. That's kind of clever on Leva's part.
Now, let's not stray too far from the topic.
Yeah.
What do you think about its profile, translated from Italian?
Well, it is Italian, so it is kind of confusing to read.
How accurate do you think the English translation is?
Well, I think it's pretty hard to mix up something like guardian or something like that with another word. So it's most likely accurate that he is a guardian of the Mask of Life or Mount mm-hmm. Valmai.
Well, the part at the end, or near the end, that said something about strengths or something, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it made me think that, you know, from what I could understand, that he may have been sent by the Order of Matanui
to
go guard the Mask of Life.
Because his powers are based on light. But coming off of that, since it isn't an Italian translation, or an English translation of Italian, rather, it is possible that maybe light could be another word like fire or electricity. It's
possible. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he does work in a volcano, so he might have fire powers.
Yeah, but some people are saying that that is a reason why Takanu has to stay behind, for some reason.
My understanding from the book, Bionicle Legends 1, was that you need someone to protect Matanui. You've spent 1,000 years fighting to get it back, and then leave it defenseless. That's kind of dumb.
I'm guessing that the main reason they sent those six was because there were six Paraka.
Sent who?
The Taraga.
Did they know that the Paraka were on Voyanui before they sent the Toa Nuva?
No, they didn't know anything about it. They just knew that Voyanui existed and that the Mask of Life was there.
Oh, yeah. If they knew anything about Umbra, which they might not, it seems that it'd be more reasonable if they sent Takanuva to fight him instead. But maybe it's just the opposite, because Targadoon was very insistent on Takanuva staying behind. So it's possible that he knew something about Umbra.
I just noticed while we were talking here that we've moved from a part in the story where the Taraka know everything and just been hiding it, to a point where they don't know anything at all. And so the Toa Nuva are kind of walking around blind.
Well, yeah. It's kind of useless when you're going to another island. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the Taraka know a lot about Matanui and Matanui, because they've been there a while and they're wise and all that. But Voyanui is a place they've never been to.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know very much about it. They're just gathering information from what they've seen.
Topic 3, the Toa Inika. This is Jala and Matoro, Kongu, Hali, Huki, and Nubaru.
Basically the 2003 Matoran.
Not really. Some of from 2001, some from...
Yeah, I'm just saying that those are all the ones that were previously released in 2003. And some of those that were released in 2003 were also released back in, like, 2000 or 2001 as a Mictoran.
Nuparu was in 2002 with the boxer.
Yeah, that's true. Or someone,
yeah. Yeah,
technicality.
Right.
The main problem that people have is the masks, because they just don't like the designs. You know, when you're looking at a Toa, the first thing you don't usually go down to look at the feet design or the chest design, you look at the mask.
Yeah, I think they're kind of overcomplicated.
The mask usually determines the character.
Mm-hmm.
Defines who the character is, usually. That's usually the way it works in Bionicle.
What did you think of the new mask head design for the, like, I don't know if it's a prototype or anything.
Well,
but the pictures,
from the Toy Fair pics that we saw, it's probably a pretty safe bet that the head design and possibly even the masks are prototypes and will be changed. It also said in there that they're all prototypes, but we don't know how much or how little they're going to change by the time they're released.
Greg said that they're eye head thing, that big yellow thing, supposed to be glow in the dark. And I think that's very likely because last year, the Visorak, who were, like, the mini Visoraks, they were yellow, and everyone was like, oh, that's horrible. Then they came out half black, half glow in the dark. So I think the same thing is going to happen with the eyes for the Toa and Ika.
Yeah.
The masks, coming back to the masks, for the most part, I like them. I really like Naparu's and Matoro's. That seem a bit odd are Hookies, which just looks kind of like a dwarf to me.
Yeah. It doesn't really look like his personality either, from what we've come to know him as.
Hop, hop, hop.
Everybody probably knows I'm going to say Holly's mask next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those are the two most complained about masks.
Yeah. It's not that I don't like them. They're just a bit different, really.
Also, what's appeared on the forums is completed English translations of their descriptions. And they're not too far off from the German ones.
Does it say anything about their mask power?
No, it's pretty much the same general idea.
Well, speaking about the Toa and Ika, the sets themselves, I think the pieces that they have, the new styles and stuff, to me, a lot of them look like they'll be quite useful in mocking
the head
and even the
keys.
Those will probably be changed.
You never know. You could use them like fists, maybe.
They look like they have a lot of good pieces. So I'm looking forward to this year.
Yeah.
How about their light-up weapons?
Light-up weapons?
Yeah, they have these, instead of light-up eyes like the Paraka, they have light-up swords. I think they look really cool.
Well, I'd like to see how they light up. I'd like to see if, like, the whole thing lights up or...
Yeah, or if it flashes, or if it's a little sequential light sliding up.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, or like a slit.
That'd be awesome.
I think if it'd be a slit or a design, that'd be pretty cool. Not too fond of the whole weapon lighting up.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be happening.
No.
I think it's like a little tube or something that runs down the middle of the weapon.
So what do you think about the choices for Toa?
Not who I would have picked. Kind of like kills the characters now because can't really use them as Matoran anymore.
Yeah. If I were to have designed the characters, I would have personally leaned a little more toward their older look. You know, with the other masks, I would have made them look similar, but new, modern, and modified versions of their old masks. And the bodies, I don't really have a problem with the body design. No, it's just mostly their masks. And also Hookie's coloration.
Yeah, that's completely off. As well as Jala's.
I don't really think Jala's is his coloration. I don't think it's too bad.
Yeah, but...
You know, it's still got red there.
But there's no yellow, really.
Yeah, it's kind of inverted.
Probably use a little more yellow. Somewhere.
It's kind of funny, because Hookie is the one with yellow. I'm kind of wondering when the first look, they mixed up the color design there. Pretty happy with the choices. I'm really glad that Naparu made it over everybody else. Because, you know, Naparu seems to have the most personality that I've seen over Nonepu and Taipu, which are the only really other ones that seem to be major characters.
Well, I think Taipu had a lot of personality, but I guess that's just what I got from the first Masanui Online game. Because he's always so adventurous, and then he gets kidnapped by Nuirama. He just seemed more Toa-like than Naparu.
Well, Naparu is kind of like the Kopaka of the group. I'm more like a Nuju, I guess, because he's the innovative person of the group. He has a technical mind, so he's probably, going off of another reference, he's probably like the Avak of the group. He can help them with equipment. He might actually make Zamor launchers, possibly. It's something I've been thinking.
Well, the way I saw his personality, it wasn't really analytical like Kopaka or Nuju, or like building like crazy. He was kind of curious of things, like when the Borok is... In the Flash movies, when the Galak is unconscious, he takes it apart and builds a box or out of it.
He just seems to be the best choice to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, I would have picked Maku over Holly, because Holly, for one thing, is already a chronicler. She's
they're kind of going through chroniclers
long,
pretty
it
fast.
It seems a pretty short period of time.
Yeah.
And Maku just seemed to be more Toa-like to me. She seems to have more of a... She was more like Takua, really. She was more adventurous. She kind of bent the rules sometimes.
Our fourth and final topic, the 2004 storyline. This is with the Morbuzak at the beginning and Turaga Duma turning out to be Makuta at the end.
The Dark Hunters.
Yes. Many people really didn't like Bionicle doing this. lots of flame topics and spam topics, BZ Power, as well as Lego.com forums.
On the note of Bionicle 2, I thought it was a big step up over the Mask of Light. Because, you know, there was more action. There seemed to be more depth in the characters, really. I'm just overly not too fond of Vakama being all pouty, just personally. Because it doesn't seem to fit what we know of as Tuckhorns. Yeah. It's just maybe I've just gotten used to it, but Tuckhorns always seem to be very ambitious and everything.
Well, you've
and
only seen like three.
Well, that's true, but
and
still.
He becomes a lot more Tuckhorn, as you say, in Web of Shadows, when he becomes evil, and then becomes good again.
True, but we're talking about 2004.
Yeah, but he changes, so that's how he was before, and then he goes through character development.
I actually enjoyed the 2004 storyline quite a bit. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a lot more in-depth than the other ones.
I wasn't on BZ Power at the time. Everybody at BZ Power always knows what's going to happen a few months at a time.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of tons of people don't know about Toa Nika or anything. Mm-hmm. And we've already seen pictures and everything of them. I was completely surprised when I found out that the new Toa were actually Turaga. The comic says that they weren't the first Toa. I hadn't read any of the books either, so that completely caught me off guard. What's kind of annoying for me, not annoying, but just aggravating, is that you get the comics, you have to wait an entire month in between.
2 months.
Till you get the next comic.
No, it's 2 months, isn't it?
Because it's a, well, yeah, but it's usually you get it first month of the 2 months, then you have to wait a month in between the next month. I probably wouldn't be so bad if it were monthly, but bi-monthly just kind of gets to me. It gives me a whole bunch of time to think over cliffhangers and everything. Mm. Oh, yeah, what'd you think of the Baki?
Well, I like their dual mode, where they could bipedal and quadrupedal.
Yeah. I liked how they introduced the whole robot thing again. I was fond of the Borok storyline, because it's the whole robotic thing. And I kind of like the idea of mindless, you know, drones.
The sets themselves, I wasn't really all that interested in them, mainly because I didn't really see a whole lot of potential for many of the pieces. I mean, they had the same foot design as the original Toa, and their upper legs were same as the Toa Metru. It was nice that they reintroduced some of the old pieces, like the pieces that are used for the arms, and we hadn't seen those in a long time, and the lower legs, they were kind of nice for if you wanted to make your own custom Toa Metru, you could use those so you could buff up the lower legs a little bit. Other than that, not many of the pieces really caught my attention.
Well, what do you think of the $20 sets?
You mean
Ziki, Doom and Bob?
Yeah. Well, I was going to buy the Ultimate Duma thing, but my Toys R Us was sold out of it by the time I had enough money. So yeah, I was pretty angry. Because it's discounted. It's like buy two, get one half off, essentially. So I couldn't get all three. I had to settle for one and some other stuff.
I was only interested in getting the sets for the parts, but I ended up only getting the Turaga Duman Nivwalk set for, I think, my birthday.
I got Cracker for my birthday sometime in late 2004. And then I got Nahiki off of eBay in, like, late 2005. I kind of liked Nahiki the best, from what I've seen, just because, you know, the legs weren't very poseable, but it was just fun snapping the claws. I tend to like stuff like that. As characters, I wasn't very interested in Nahiki or Kreka as characters. I was pretty into Turaga Doom, because of the whole debate thing we had going on at the time, on whether Doom was evil or not. Well, after reading the Nahiki story in the encyclopedia, I think that Hiki is a really interesting character, just because of his history and everything. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gives you some background on why he hates Toa so much and everything, so it's kind of like an Anakin Skywalker story there.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool, something they hadn't really touched yet.
It also gives you a larger view of the Bionicle universe, how there are a lot more islands in the Bionicle world, all with Matoran, all with Toa, and how thinking that there's just Metronui and Matanui is kind of wrong.
A lot of members got kind of ticked that we were leaving Mat Nui. What did you guys think about that?
I was, like, kind of sad at the beginning, but then when I figured out what was going on with Mestre Nui being their original home, I was pretty okay with it.
When I first I heard about it, and I was kind of beginning to get attached to Matsunui and was wondering what they were going to do next to Matsunui, but then I got, oh no, they're leaving. What are they going to do now? Where are they going? And also, there was the interest in where they were going when they found out it was like an underground kind of island. Though at first, when I had first heard of Metronui, I didn't know it was underground. When I found out that they were going to go to Metronui, I was wondering what was going to happen. And then, after that, I find out that they're going into a flashback kind of thing. Even though I kind of enjoyed the Metronui storyline, you know, every now and then I think, what are the Terra Nuva going to do on Metronui when they get there? You know, what's the storyline going to be like then when the Metronui flashback is over?
This episode, I don't know if it's something to do with there being such a gap between a normal show, but I have four audio questions, and one written question this week. I'm really happy about that. I'll start off with written question. This is from T.S., and he says, what do you think will happen on April 1st, 2006? In previous years, we've had Kim Power, Vaki Power, I didn't see the other ones. I like the Kim Power one better.
I'm kind of leaning towards something like, I don't know, I don't want to say Paraka Power, but something related to 2006 storyline. I imagine it has something to do with Boy Nui.
Yeah.
I don't really have much idea what they're going to do, but I think that they either, you know, do something like what Dr. Bionicle said, or, you know, maybe they could do something totally new and unexpected. You know, surprise everybody.
For the 2 years I've been here, they've pretty much caught everyone off guard with creating a fake account and then giving it 1 million posts and then banning each other the next year. And so I think it's probably going to be something that we really don't expect at all.
Yeah, probably listening to this, marking down what not to do. So I guess we won't really know until April comes. I imagine that a bunch of new people are going to get caught off guard, though.
Yeah.
They always do. As an experienced member, watching Kim Power was just hilarious. Because of all the people that were taking it seriously. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now for the audio questions. Here's the first one from Aaron.
Hey guys, what are your aspects on the 2006 storyline? I mean, it seems to start off really, really cool. But what's next? I'm serious, guys. What's next?
That's accent. Well, I don't think any of us can really know what's next.
Just barely getting into the storyline now.
I think it's going to be better, personally.
Yeah, I just read Bionicle Legends like 2 days ago, so it's kind of fresh in my mind. I imagine that we're going to see more of the Matoran uprising, probably in the comics and such. More maybe involvement by other Matoran, although I'm not going to give away any spoilers. It's a pretty major spoiler what I was about to say. Yeah, I'm kind of imagining more Matoran rebellion, and probably the meeting up of Garen and Co. with Jaller and Co. But I don't think we can really tell. They've just been doing a lot of unpredictable stuff, really.
Well, from what you've seen of the playsets, with, like, Lava Chamber, Paraka Outpost, I think that's going to turn out.
Those will probably be involved in, like, battles that take place in the comics.
I'm kind of interested in seeing what the Quadruped is. I don't know if that's maybe Fenrock. And maybe the guy on top is Zedon, but it might be something completely different, like a
battle machine or something.
Oh.
Because it has little buzz
saws. I'm wondering if maybe Zedon, it says that it's a Paraka on the box, and it does appear to be the same species as the other Paraka. I think it's possible that maybe he's maybe the big shot behind the whole thing, or maybe an ally of Zacton's or something.
We'll have to see.
If the Zedon Fenrock thing, in that one place that is, like, I think it might be. It is possible that he's maybe a traitor of the Paraka. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Well, something I've read on BZ Power, I think a question that somebody asked Greg, something like, is it any coincidence that Vezon, those two, you know, the blue Paraka and the Paraka that's with the Fenra, asked if there was any coincidence in the similarities in the name, and remember Greg's reply being, like, something like, no, you know, even a good indication that they're the same character.
They're not the same character, but there is a relation. That's what he said.
Yeah. I think we better move along.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our next one is from Fogod.
What do you think of people who think as Lego in general as an immature hobby for teenagers?
Well, it's just about the same as model planes, building model airplanes or model cars, which you see old guys doing.
Yeah.
It's just about the same, only with little snappy bricks and plus rods and everything. Well, so I wouldn't really say that.
And it inspires creativity, and the story for Bionicle is reading with that, with the books and the comics.
Yeah. I don't think adult fans of Lego, building with Legos, you know, I don't think that's an immature thing. It's a fun hobby.
Because you see the things they build. It's like giant life-size race cars.
Yeah, it's really super detailed models. Like some of the ones I've seen at the from the pictures of the Northwest BrickCon show. I mean, some of the things there are just pretty amazing.
A lot of people just see like a kid's side of Lego for the most part, like with a 6 and a 9-year-old together.
Yeah, the sets themselves are more aimed at the younger age group, while the older age group, the adult fans of Lego, take those sets and the pieces and they make their own things out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there are these huge, majorly detailed sets like the Death Star or the Star Destroyer, which you can obviously tell are very accurate and have been studied very heavily. So it's not
probably aimed more at the adults or the older Lego fans, the larger sets like that.
Yeah. A lot of it just isn't like giant Duplo bricks that you click together and you get a smiley face.
Okay, next question.
Hello, this is Lady Kapaka, and I have a question. About Jawline Company, do you think they might have to change their names like Takuya did?
Even though we know that they are going to be Jala and Holly, etc., I thought I'd put this on the show anyway because it's an interesting discussion thing I wanted to talk about. Why did Takuya change his name, and why didn't Vitoa and Nika?
That's a good question.
Well, I think,
I had a theory that it probably has something to do with Mask of Light and there being a whole mystery around who the Toa of Light is. He called the Toa of Light Takuya. You'd kind of be wondering, I wonder who he is.
Well, the thing is that the Toa of Light was more of a major, extreme event in the course of history. It's an extreme position, really, because he's basically the one that's going to defeat Makuta, at least, for temporarily, anyhow. It's kind of like putting Sir at the front of your name when you become a knight. He basically just took out the U and put a Nuva at the end. Just to classify himself there.
Yeah, because he has a lot more important job than the Toa and Nika do. Their job is just to save the other Toa. That's got to be depressing.
I can't see Lego doing any more name changes in the character sets in the future, because done that so much already, and that was basically only done because of
the Maori
problems
lawsuit.
With
set identification.
Yeah.
So, and Takuya Nuva doesn't sound that good.
So, no matter what the Bionicle video game people think.
Just Lego, I think, is being more careful in what they're naming their Bionicle characters now, so I don't think they're going to have to or have any need to really do any more name changes.
Yeah, someone asked the question to Greg, like, how do you choose set names? And he says, well, we think up 5 names, we send them in to a legal person, he checks them off, and then I or someone else on the story team picks the best one.
That's interesting.
So it costs probably a lot of money to, like, pay the lawyer to pick the names, and then to do this long, extensive legal check to see if you're allowed to use this.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So you can't take names lightly.
Well, I think we pretty much covered that topic there.
Okay, now for our final question from Reba Cheap, Valiant Mouse.
Why do you think there are still Metro colors in the sets?
Well, for one thing, there are new colors in the sets.
A few, but most of the main colors are still the Metro stuff. A little annoying.
Yeah, kind of. Well, I think my personal theory is it's 2006, and we're going to an island of dark doom and all that. And since we're going to this dark island where supposedly it's always night or something like that.
No.
I know, but you know what I mean. It's like Gotham City. But
sure.
I don't know. It just doesn't seem right to have a, these guys who are all bright red and bright green and everything to be prancing around this island of darkness.
Maybe.
Know?
Or it might have something to do with the cost of the plastic. Because if you notice the new silver elements for 2006, their weapons, they're a lot lighter than the old ones. So you can compare Kazi's weapon to Gurok's staff end, and you'll see that Kazi's is lighter. This is because LEGO put less metal into the plastic mixture, like, to save money and to make the plastic better. So it might have something to do with that.
For another thing, the Piraka are species that were commonly seen around Metru Nui, it appears. They were a dark hunter.
There might also be a storyline reason for that, because the reason that the Metru Nui people were all lighter colors is because the sun bleached them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Explain Voi Nui or the Toa Nika. Never mind.
Oh yeah, I never thought about that. How they changed the metric colors.
Voi Nui is on the surface.
Maybe it's just for set reasons, because they sell better or look better.
They might want a bigger quantity of the metric colors, simply so that you can get more of those. Because, you know, a lot of us have big stocks of these primary colors from the 3 years of
Not true.
And you know, we're
just building up on the Metru Nui colors.
Mm-hmm. For use of just MLCing and just overall other reasons.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll change it again in 2007.
Okay.
We've tackled about just about every color except pink now.
Don't give them ideas. Moving on to the question part of the show. Last episode, we asked, what was the original cover picture for Bionicle Adventures 10, Time Trap? And the answer was, movie version of Akama wearing the Vahi, and three people got that right, and they were Nakora, Mad Elite Dark Hunter, and Fury the Dark Hunter Hunter. Our question for this week is, who is Delzak? Why is he important? Pretty much a mini-bio. Like, what species is he? Why is he important in the Bionicle story? Stuff like that. Now, it might help if you have the book that he's in, but I'm pretty sure if you went around the Storyline and Theories forum, you could probably figure it out. So it's not too hard. That's all for Episode 8 of Tree Speak on the Air. I'm Spirit.
I'm Dr. Bionicle.
I'm Gift-499.
Blooper.
Last week,
Splash. That's last week in a nutshell.